Hi, I'm Dr. Ritu Verma. I'm one of the pediatric gastroenterologists at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and I'm the director of the Celiac Center. We're talking a little bit about celiac disease, which is an autoimmune genetic condition. At the center, we see children who have been tested with a blood test, which is called a celiac panel, which includes a tissue transglutaminase and endomysial antibody. If these antibodies are elevated, the children are then referred to the center or to a pediatric gastroenterologist. Once a screening blood test is positive, we do an upper endoscopy with biopsies of the small intestine as a confirmatory process. The upper endoscopy is an outpatient procedure without too much preparation. It's just that the children need to stay fasting overnight. Once the endoscopy is done, we get biopsies from the small intestine. And to make a diagnosis of celiac disease, the duodenal biopsies show some amount of villus atrophy. And there are varying degrees of atrophy and an increase in intraepithelial lymphocyte. Once our pathologists see this combination, along with a positive celiac panel, a diagnosis of celiac disease is made. And celiac disease is treated by a gluten-free diet. Currently, there are no medications. Once you're on a gluten-free diet, the intestine starts healing. So the most wonderful thing about this disease is we know that if you go on a gluten-free diet, your disease is under great control. Your intestines heal, and they're as normal as anyone else's after some time. However, the bad thing about the disease is that if you do ingest any gluten, or any amount of cross-contamination, it brings the damage right back, damage to the intestine, but more important, it also irritates and damages your immune system. That causes other conditions, other autoimmune diseases, for example, thyroid disease in the future. So hence, it makes it very difficult to manage the condition if you're not educated well about the diet. So once our patients are diagnosed, we see them in our celiac center where they undergo a comprehensive, almost 2 to 3 hour visit the first time, which includes education about celiac disease and the need for the children to stay away from gluten-free foods and the need for them to watch out for cross-contamination. And then they have a nutritional evaluation, a comprehensive education about what is gluten, what is a gluten-free diet, where can the parents go and actually buy and shop some of the foods. Once the initial education is done, as you can see, it's not easy for the children or for the parents to continue with this diet, so we have ongoing education sessions. We have support groups where the children can actually meet other children who have the same condition, who are dealing with this and share their experiences. It's extremely important that as we diagnose a child, we also screen the rest of the family members. And this screening is the blood test. And extremely important that the blood test be done and screen the family members, since we know that if celiac disease is not diagnosed, it can give you other autoimmune conditions. If you diagnose a child after 10 years of age, the chance that they develop another autoimmune disease is almost 25%. So screening is extremely important when the index case is diagnosed. And then follow up, because now we have to help these families, we have to help them stay on this path of a gluten-free diet, help them find places that they can go out to eat, help the children at school get lunches that are gluten-free, help the children in colleges get gluten-free food. So we have comprehensive care here. We have dietitians, social workers, psychologists who help the families with that to continue on. Extremely important that even if a child does not have any symptoms, they need to stay on a gluten-free diet to avoid other conditions.